Hey, yo. Welcome to the Hibachi 420 Podcast. I'm your host, The Weed Man, a.k.a. Hibachi Henny. Today, I want to know, what's your big idea? Right? Yeah, not your friends, not your bosses, not your family members, but your big idea. Because sometimes we spend most of our lives trying to work for a career of someone else's. You know, because someone was like, yo, you'll be good at it. You might as well fill out an application. And now we're working there for 40, 50 years of our lives and forgetting that we had something that we wanted to accomplish ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So today, here I am asking you, what do you want to create? You know, we all have things that we want to create ourselves. But what do you want to create? You know, you might see where society is falling apart in one spot. You know, oh yeah, we're moving too fast with traffic. We're moving too slow with traffic. We're moving too fast in the air. We need to move slower in the air. We need to fly lower so we can catch more sights, so we can enjoy the world's views from different angles and blase, blase, like, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, what's your big idea though? Right? Like, don't be afraid to make your own lane, right? Don't be afraid to make your own lane. Because before there was electric cars, there were only gas cars. Before there were cars with chips in it, there were cars with no chips in it. You know what I mean? Before cars didn't react off of, a magnetic pulse, you know what I mean? Now they do. Feel me? Now, if they drop a bomb of some sort, your car is going to shut down and you're stuck. You know what I mean? But if you got an old school car, you're still good. You're still good. You know what I mean? Because even though times change and times advance, it's still other technology, still other forms of inventions that were created then, you know, when it first started, and they still can be used for today, you know? Like, even still to this day, there are a lot of places who still use the original technology that first started off with, that business first started, you know, advancing with, started engineering with, right? So, like, you know, some printing presses still have people to put the paper into the whole printing press versus just put a stack of paper at the end and letting it run through. You know, and all you got to worry about is fixing the paper or, you know, all that. And it's just, you just need one person versus a four to six man crew. You know what I mean? Right. So, you know, I tell you today, you know what I mean? Don't forget that you always have the option to create your own. You always have that. Even though there are so many things out here, You may think, yeah, mine's look just like that, but it's not that. It's not that at all. You know what I mean? It's not that at all. It's something different. And that little piece of different might be something that somebody's like, yeah, I can see the artistic vision. I can see why you did it that way. You know? Like, see, I'm pretty sure when they came out with Monopoly and Sorry, they were like, yeah, there's already a board game out. All right, that's cool. But, you know, our board game is going to be a little bit different. How about we do this? How about we do that? How about we create this? How about we create that? How about this? This makes things a little more fun, right? If you add this, this makes things a little more interesting, right? Well, that's how we do every day at our jobs, right? We tell our boss, hey, boss, what if I did it this way? What if I do it that way? You know? Well, I know I normally do it this way, but if I do it like that, I find that it might be a little quicker. It might be a little easier. You know, if I stack it like this, if I put it like that, if I go over here and do it like this, you know what I mean? I feel like it'll be better. And a lot of the times your boss is going to say, listen, people have been doing it the same way I've said it for years. So you keep doing it the same way I said it. Damn, so you didn't want to change anything? You didn't want to see even if another process would work? Because there's some people that are not going to teach you how to work for yourself. They're just going to teach you how to work for them. Right? Yeah. They don't teach you how to work for yourself. They teach you how to work for them. Right? Like, you might have an idea, you tell your boss, and to you, you're like, yeah, like, it's kind of humorous. So you tell your boss, and your boss starts laughing, and you think your boss is laughing with you, but you're like, I didn't think it was that funny. And your boss is like, hey, get back to work. Are you going to go get back to work? Or are you going to say, you know what? You laughed at me. It's time for me to go somewhere where my thoughts are appreciated, regardless if it's an idea that might not work. You could have gave me some input, but instead of you giving input, you gave me a laugh. Like, it's no way that would work. You know what I mean? You have no idea what would work because you're in your field. Your field may have nothing to do with the field that I want to create. You know, it might not have nothing to do with the creativity that I want to use. Yo, if you are just tuning in, don't forget, smoke them if you got it. Light that shit up. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to blazing. Because today, I'm talking some positive vibes. I like it. You know what I'm saying? So smoke up. Now, what was I saying? Oh, right. The people believe in you? Huh? The people believe in you? Do you feel like anyone believes in you? You feel like anyone believes in your idea besides you? They don't have to. I believe in you. You believe in you. That's all that matters. Of course, there are going to be plenty of people who don't see your vision. Because to them, it might not make money for them today. So they're not worried about you tomorrow. Right? But tomorrow, when you got it, and I'm like, wow, your vision really came through. Hey, can I have a piece in the share? Can I have a piece in the stocks? No, you can't. You know what I mean? If you would like for me to help you with your own idea, I can do that because that is something that I wanted you to do for me. And that's something that I can do for you now. But let you come here and try to join my dream when I wanted you to join it in the beginning. You know, I wanted your input from the start. From all those times that we were sitting here doubting ourselves, saying, yeah, we're never going to make it, man. I don't know if this is a good idea. Who cares if you know? If you don't know until you try it, you won't know. Until you attempt to make it different, it'll be the same. You know what I mean? We are the hardest on ourselves. That's just a human trait. You know? Yeah, of course you're gonna hear people, oh yeah, you're this, you're not good, but when they say you're not good, now you tell yourself you're not good at it at all. You know, they say, yeah, you could use a little brush up. And you're like, nah, man, this just ain't for me. Like, I'm tired. I've been trying to make this look perfect this whole time. And nobody told me that it looks great. So why should I continue to try to make it look perfect? Obviously, this isn't the environment for you. That's what it is. It's not the fact that, you know, people don't see that it's good. People see that it's great, but nobody's ever going to give you your flowers until it's too late. And that's one thing that we got to get over too. You know what I mean? We got to give each other our flowers while we still here. And we got to remember that portion. You know, like, we got to remember that portion. Like, we all here for each other at the end of the day. Yes, still going to be people that are assholes. Still going to be people that treat you like shit. So what? Doesn't mean you need to continue to let them treat you like shit, or to treat somebody else like shit because they treated you like shit, or to treat them like shit back. And being alone is part of the process sometimes. You know, sometimes being around other people will only do things like put their words in your head, put the way of their thinking upon you, right? So sometimes, like, for instance, when I get a topic, I'll go out, right? And, you know, I might write down a couple key points before I go out, see if I can, you know, see which way I want to take the topic, right? Bam, I go out. And then I'm asking people who I feel like would be capable of giving me some type of good feedback, right? Like, if I mention the topic name or something, or I say some things about the topic, they're going to be like, well, I feel like, in my opinion, yeah, that's great. But, you know, and you want to hear some of the things that they say, because you want to know, you know, who you're being placed around in life, right? Who you're going around in life. Because it'll be some topics where some people just, they just turn left completely. You know, like, you were like, oh yeah, like, you're a cool person and all of that. And now comes to find out, you know what I mean? They're a cool person because y'all talking about music, but they are completely, completely ignorant. Completely rude. They're fucking douchebags. They're assholes. They don't give a shit about nothing. You know, so sometimes, you know, you wanna be alone when you thinking, you know, by yourself, so you can catch your own words, catch your own thoughts, figure out your thought process. Because throughout life, it's gonna be people who tell us things differently, no matter how we grow up. Oh yeah, there's another life. There's another life. There's another life. There's another life that you can live. There's another life you can live here. There's another life you can live here. You can live like this. You can live like this. You can live like this. If you believe in this, you can live like this. Yo, I believe in humanity. So can I live like a human being? Because that's what I want to do. You know what I mean? I want to live like a normal fucking human being. I want to smile all day. I want to say hi to everybody that walk past. You know what I mean? I want to walk down the street and see people helping other people because they need help. Not because they're paying them to help, you know? You're walking down the street and you see two people working, and you see them carrying something into a house that's heavy, and the person whose house it is like, yeah, go ahead, guys. And you have the option to hold the door for them. Go ahead and hold the door. Why not? You're not getting paid for it, so what? But you're making their day easier. You're letting them know, yo, it's human beings out here, you know? It's human beings still out here. You did something nice for me. Maybe I should do what they do in fast food restaurants or whatever and pay it forward. You know, that's what they call it when you pay for somebody's meal behind you, pay it forward. Right? You know what I'm saying? And that's what they call it. So that's what we want to do in life. You know what I'm saying? With our good karma, we want to pay it forward. Not just pay for food. You know what I mean? But also with positive vibes. Also with encouraging words. Also with support. You know what I mean? Sometimes to support somebody, you could give them a phone call and tell them, yo, listen, I haven't really been paying attention, but you are all I have been seeing, so keep doing it. You are all that I have been noticing, so keep doing it. We don't do that for each other enough. You know? And that's why I be seeing why a lot of people get discouraged on their big ideas. But we gotta think bigger. We gotta think bigger than this. You know? We gotta take a step outside of the box. Because being in the box sometimes is great. Don't get me wrong. It's nice in there. Y'all know what's in that box. Y'all know what's in that box I'm talking about. Might be nice in there, but outside the box, it's a cool breeze. It's a lot of sunshine, and you know what I mean? In that box, you need to bring yourself in that box to use your imagination, not bring everybody else in your box and try to use their mind, because sometimes their mind won't click with yours. Sometimes you're the missing piece. Most of the time, we are the missing piece to our own, you know what I mean? We just need to hear somebody say, yo, like, that's a good idea. And then we're like, you know what? You're right. I've been thinking about this for years. Never thought about taking a step in that direction. Maybe I should. You know what I mean? Maybe I should. Right? Now, it's a lot of people who ask you, yo, like, you got a plan? Like, you got this, you got that. So what's your whole plan? Like, how do you plan on finishing? What is the finishing point for you? How do you plan on helping me get to this finishing point? Because I've been asked by 10 people this week. Yeah, so what's your end goal? What's your end goal? What's your end goal? Well, what are you going to do to help me get towards my end goal? All right. Are you going to tune in to my podcast? Are you going to check out my merchandise? Are you going to follow me on any of my social medias? Are you going to subscribe to me on any platforms? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to give me some real input about a topic that I spoke about? Are you going to give me some real input about a topic you want me to speak about? But I don't want you to waste my time and asking me what's your end goal, what's your end goal. Listen, the end goal comes at the end. You know, if you put a super high expectation on yourself, you're automatically going to think I'm failing every day. And that's how I be thinking a lot of the times. You know, I look at myself and I'm like, damn, I'm failing every day. But then I realize that how much I'm advancing. Because it's people noticing me, because I'm speaking to people more. I'm starting to do things more. You know what I mean? I'm starting to come out of my shell, you know, in order for me to become the person that I want to be, which is a cannabis influencer. You know, the person who speaks to people. And even if I don't have a blunt in my hand, people will still listen to me. Even if I didn't say a joke, people could still understand. I want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the hardest person to be. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a lot of comedians out here that, you know, people take them seriously. But some out here that people are like, yo, like, you're just too funny. We can't take anything you say seriously. You know, we're not going to Google any of the knowledge you're saying. We're not going to Google any of these key points. We're not going to try to do anything ourselves. We just want to watch you. That's great. There's a lot of people out here who are willing to motivate you too. You know what I'm saying? They need you. They need you to figure out your next move so their move, whatever they did, can feel so much better. Right? Because they spoke to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I speak to somebody on the streets, I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? I hope you have a good day. And they're like, yo, because of you, I looked up and I looked up and I saw a sign, and that sign gave me opportunity. You know, sometimes just being polite to somebody can give them opportunities that they wouldn't have saw because they were so busy looking down on the world, looking down on themselves. Because remember, we are our biggest critics. We are our own biggest critics. You know what I mean? We are our own biggest critics. Yeah, of course. There are a lot of thieves out here, right? You're going to be afraid to tell your ideas to some random people at the bar, some of your friends, because you feel like they might steal it, right? But remember, people have been stealing our ideas since we were born. They've been listening to you. You notice when you say something, all of a sudden it pops up somewhere. Yeah. They're listening to you. You know how when you randomly say something that's a rap lyric, and now you hear a lyric that's just like it? Yeah, it's because they're listening to you. Even though they say great minds think alike, but I'm pretty sure that the majority of us have had these things happen one too many times, and we cannot continue to call them coincidences, because they are not. You know what I'm saying? They are not. What they are is you saying an idea, somebody telling somebody else your idea, and somebody else telling somebody else your idea, somebody else telling somebody else your idea, and then somebody fucking doing it. That's why some people say, yo, do before you tell people you're doing. Move in silence. You don't have to tell everybody your every move. Right? We don't have to tell everybody our every waking move. But what we gotta do is, we gotta tell them, yeah, whatever move you about to do, don't give up. You know what I mean? Don't give up. Because no matter how many ideas you may have, right? You may have 10 ideas. All of them sound great to you. They sound great to everybody else. You only need one of those ideas to really work. You know, one of those ideas were your biggest ideas. One of those ideas was something that your heart wanted you to do. Something that your mind was like, yo, I don't think anybody else is thinking like this. Maybe I should create it. And you did. If you haven't, start it. You know what I mean? Every day is the day to start a new creation. Because every day we need things to be created. You know, we need things to hold things that don't move. We need things to hold things that do move. We need people to hold each other. You know what I'm saying? We need people to hold each other. Because we don't hold each other down enough. You know what I mean? I say the one time we actually held each other down as society was when they came out with that fucking Bow Wow TikTok, and it was like, let me hold you, let me hold you, and then everybody was fucking holding themselves. But that was it. Nobody was holding each other. Nobody was holding each other. You feel me? So we gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get back to that part. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, don't forget, y'all. Tell your peoples every day, male, female, relative, friend. Tell them you love them. You feel what I'm saying? Tell them you love them, because we don't tell each other we love each other enough today. You know, sometimes telling somebody that you love them could have them think, damn, maybe the world is telling me something. I should be here. It's something that I do need to accomplish. That maybe there are more doors I need to walk through. And not the one that leads me to the other side. You know what I'm saying? So love each other. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. Stay high. And don't forget, you stay hydrated. You stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Subscribe to the YouTube. Subscribe. Well, follow the Instagram. Follow the Facebook. Follow the Twitter. Follow the Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? And check out the merchandise, Hibachi 420 merchandise available today, yo. You know what I'm saying? And there's some new merchandise on the site, so check it out tonight. You hear what I'm saying? If you haven't already, you know. And to everybody who has tuned in, to everybody who has purchased the merch, to everybody who has subscribed, to everybody who has shown love, period, I appreciate all of the support. You know what I'm saying? Like, this... The support is, yo, like, thank you. You feel what I'm saying? Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, y'all, share it to your friends and family, too. You know what I mean? Share it to your boss, who you know smoke weed. Share it to your coworker, who you know don't smoke weed. You know what I mean? Because, remember, I'm here to legalize the world. But even if you don't smoke, you still may see the benefits. You still see that. It's still a way for people to cope with not being able to speak to people, keep a lot of things in their minds. You know what I'm saying? It's a way for people to cope with life. You feel me? It's not a drug. It's a medicine. You know what I mean? And on that note, stay high, everyone.